Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Hey, everybody, we're back.
Welcome back.
The duck call room.
Every time I sit in this chair, Clay McConnell calls me. It does not matter. I don't care what day it is, what time of day. It's like he knows.
It's because his hair is full of secrets.
Yeah, it's like an antenna. It must start tingling. Maybe he's got some spidey senses or something.
We should put a picture of Clay up just so people know.
Well, I don't know if he's had his tips frosted lately. So we'll
anyway, Martin, who sent this in? Before we get started.
Man, I forgot his name, but he knows that he sent it in.
But we have an action figure of a giraffe along with an action figure of Uncle Si, which I didn't know were still around, riding on top of the giraffe.
That's where I need to be, right there.
Right there.
Have the Si action figures been around long enough now to be like vintage?
For sure.
I mean, are they like coming back into style?
Si's vintage.
Is he?
It's gotta be.
I am vintage. 75 years worth of it.
Thank you.
Do you feel vintage or do you feel
brand
new?
Oh, yeah. No, I feel vintage.
What makes you
feel? Except for the mental capacity of it. The mental capacity of it, I'm a 14-year-old.
I will say you're sharper than a lot of.
Than most.
Yeah. I mean, you ain't showed no signs of slowing down other than you want to ride a giraffe. That makes me question where your head could be sometimes. But
You can buy one of those exact action figures on eBay right now for $5. Pre-owned. It's not sealed.
Does it come with a teacup?
No.
Because I've got the teacup in my office. I forgot it. I just don't know where said teacup fits. I couldn't make it fit in his hand.
Looking at this, I wonder if a giraffe can outrun a racehorse.
You know?
The thoroughbred racehorse.
We're going to have to
Google. A real racehorse.
Hey, send somebody an Instagram message asking them that instead of Googling it.
Yeah.
Never mind. That's a
rant. That's a different
thing. Before we started recording. I'm sorry.
Who can win the race? A giraffe or a true racehorse?
I'm going racehorse.
Who would?
I don't know.
He just looks awkward. He's got to be top heavy though.
Yeah, but look at his long legs.
Yeah, but
he can cover a lot of space in like a few steps, but
and not only that, this animal is chased by lions and such as that.
I think when he gets that big, he ain't chased by much.
Well, here's the deal. The horse has won the Kentucky Derby
every time. The giraffes never won it?
Giraffes have never won it. I don't know.
Have they ever even qualified?
I've never seen one.
I don't think they've ever raced for it.
Must mean they're slow.
Big dummy.
You big dummy.
I can't find. Apparently no one else has ever considered this question.
That's the question you need to ask.
Oh, man.
Can a giraffe enter the Kentucky Derby?
If it could, I would go and I would wear a stupid hat and I would be so excited to be there.
I'm only going if they let Si jockey it. So,
hey, you got to have him up here.
Got to get up
on
high.
His neck.
Oh, a horse is going to whoop him.
No.
Yep.
You think a horse would win it?
Top speed of a giraffe, 37.
Oh.
Quarter horses, I'm assuming that's the fastest horse.
Thoroughbred.
Have been clocked running 55.
Yeah, that's out.
55?
That's like me and Martin.
And a giraffe only runs 37?
Well, Si, I would think if you look back in time, you know, they brought a lot of horses over here from whenever they settled America.
They didn't settle the West with a giraffe.
No cowboys on a giraffe.
No, I mean, I do.
Water, baby!
I
hate the bow.
I mean, as a man who watches as many Westerns as you do. That's
giraffe didn't help settle the West. Okay.
It would have been a lot cooler if they did, though.
It would have. Hey,
man, those movies would actually.
They'd be shooting down on everybody, right?
Yeah. It'd make it a way easier shot.
Yeah.
Because you could see where you missed.
They eat a lot, man.
Kick dust up right beside him.
I got this for feeding a giraffe at the Houston Zoo.
They gave you a bracelet?
Yeah.
How much that cost you?
Well, like 15 bucks.
$15
$15 for three pieces of lettuce and three bracelets.
Well, it is like Earth Week.
But
it's cool that we're talking about giraffes. And
is it Earth Week?
I think, isn't it?
No idea.
Aren't we that time of year? Like, we're crowding it if it's not. We're around it.
I can't believe that he can't reach but 37 miles an hour.
Hold on. I'm about to show you this picture, Si. This is a good one. But I got to send it to my computer.
I bet if there was a short-necked giraffe, he could go a lot faster. I bet that's a lot of wind resistance up high, man. If he could
lay it down, though.
Oh, he going to
streamline.
But he going to trip over that tongue.
It is a long tongue. Here you go. Here was the Houston Zoo right
there.
There
you go. Look.
That's me and Lottie feeding a giraffe.
Look, and she looks like she doesn't want to kill the giraffe, which is new for her.
It is very new for her. But, like, you got to go up a lot of steps to feed a giraffe, like 10 of them.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And look where they've bent that deal, that frame. Oh, yeah,
they done bent that.
Or is that supposed to be like
that? I think it's supposed to look like sticks or something.
Oh, I got you. Okay. Oh, so that's sticks that are bent, not the metal.
It looks like it's bent iron.
Can you pet him?
No, you're not supposed to touch him.
Not touch him, okay.
No touching.
No touching.
Let me see.
No touch.
Here. Yeah, you can't touch it. If you go to the zoo and they let you feed the giraffe, they won't let you touch it. So you probably don't need to go.
Well, what if he touches you?
Well, that's out of your control.
Hey, I was just standing here. That rascal touched me.
Hey.
I don't know.
I was just standing here doing this, and he leaned in.
In fact, he kissed me.
I would like to pet a giraffe.
And it was all tongue because his tongue's that long.
Look at him.
Look, there we are actually feeding him.
That's cool.
I'm between them to take the blow if the giraffe decided to get, you know.
Exactly. Does he have horns on top of his head?
We've discussed this in full, and I can't remember, to be honest.
She's sticking her tongue out just like he's sticking his out.
Oh, no, no.
Kind of cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was a good time. Houston Zoo's a good one.
And he's just eating some lettuce.
Hey, I tell y'all, the Tyler Zoo got rhinoceroses again.
No, but I'm looking at that ostrich in the background.
Why do they always put ostrich with the giraffes? Like, all the long neck freaks got to go in the same pen together. Yeah. Why you got to do that, Zeus? Yeah. Separate them. They ain't got to be categorized.
Does a narcissist really stick his head in the sand?
I hear that.
I don't know, but he'll put that one toe right through the middle of your chest. Oh, no.
My uncle had an ostrich farm at one point.
You've had a dealings with ostriches, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I've been treated by one.
My uncle had an ostrich farm, and you could be outside the fence running back and forth. You weren't beating them in a race.
No. Hey.
Them lookers are
ostrich
fast.
Eggs is about that big around.
Yeah, Jordan brought one home. Willie bought one on his little adult Disneyland trip he went on for their breakfast. And they they took a drill bit and made an omelet for like 10 people or something. It's like two dozen regular chicken eggs.
Yeah, you can't crack them.
No, they took a drill bit, like drill hole in the top, drill hole in the bottom, and then hear it come out.
Cooking with power tools is the best.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you
can cook can't crack them?
I mean, you could, but it ain't going you ain't putting it in a pan.
Yeah. I wonder what kind of pan it'd take to hold that
thing. Well, I think it probably has to be pretty good size.
Hey, look, folks, if you're wondering why there's only three of us in here, we have a special guest today, but he only has a certain amount of time to be with us.
He's a busy dude.
Yeah, he is a very busy dude.
He's also vintage.
And he's quick, too. So, I mean, he'll be in and out of here before you even know what happens.
You won't even know what he said.
We don't even want to give many clues about who it is. But, look, we're going to take our first break, and we'll be back right after this.
Hey, but before he gets here, I officially need life advice.
Okay, well, let's do that.
I'm going to ask you and Si for that.
All right. Rucker, do you know what makes the best neighbors?
What makes the best neighbors?
Mm-hmm.
Quiet ones.
A good fence. You know what's better than building a fence out of dead wood?
Ooh, live wood.
There you go. Out of live wood. Yeah. Yes. And you can do that with our friends at Fast Growing Trees. If you want shrubs to protect you from your neighbors, I say protect, but, you know, kind of shelter you in place, do a little thing. You want shrubs, you want trees, you want bushes, you want grass, they got you. Whatever you want, they got you. And that's what's cool, because like I planted the persimmon trees, I got one for each of the boys. I like a way to give back to wildlife. All the wildlife come eat the persimmons when they're ready in a few years, all the things. It's our way of giving back, you know, and it's really cool. And not to mention, I don't know if you married now.
Yep.
At some point your wife's gonna say, we need new bushes.
Mm-hmm.
We need new plants. Look, you know how expensive that is? Oh. It's a heck of a lot cheaper if you go to fastgrowingtrees.com, though, because they can help you out. You can type in you're in Louisiana. They can tell you what grows here, what doesn't grow here. So if you're like, man, that's really cool, but it don't grow here, don't waste your money.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's useful.
So there you go. Look, they have everything you could possibly want, like fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, and so much more. Whatever you're interested in, they have it for you. Find the perfect fit for your climate and space. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer free plant consultation forever. So they got, like, you can grow lemons on your front porch. You can grow them in the kitchen. You can grow avocados, olives, figs, whatever you want. You can just go shopping right there. You know, you can go. I say, hey, we ain't got to go to a grocery store. Just go pick you a Meyer lemon right off the tree right there. You're good to go.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it is. You don't have to drive around the nursery. Save yourself time. Save yourself some money. And their in-house experts are always ready 24/7 to help you out. And look, this spring, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code
DUCK
at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code
DUCK
at checkout. Fastgrowingtrees.com, code
DUCK.
Offers valid for a limited time. Tell them we sent you.
That's it.
In case you're wondering what just happened in that break, we continue to talk about ostrich eggs for an extensive period of time and our experiences.
Because why wouldn't we?
Because ostrich eggs are cool, but I have a story, and I didn't really know how to respond to it being a dad. So obviously,
I've got a lot of time under my belt.
It doesn't involve Lottie, and it doesn't involve Ben's, because why would it? It involves Carter. So yesterday, we're at the church spring fling, right?
Uh-oh.
So all the church, we all go to church. Then, hey, everybody meet up at Crowley Park this afternoon. Bouncy houses, barbecue, fellowship, fun, all the good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to say a prayer over the meal. Then we're all just going to hang out and talk.
Be a church family. Yeah.
Good time. Everybody's having a good time. Carter had a great time. He's playing. Well, then I lose track of him, which is a normal thing that happens. And I'm like, well, I wonder where he's at. But he knows, stay here, so I'm not worried about it. And I look over, and he is wearing an apron. And he is loading up a trailer. Like, he has joined the serve team at church. And I'm so proud. And like, I'm like, oh, he's just in the way and they're being nice. And I look over, I'm like, he's working.
Uh-huh.
He's working great.
That's cool.
So he's getting the boxes. He's combining boxes of chips, throwing away stuff. He's picking up trash. I'm like, this is awesome. Maybe we're on the right track.
Hashtag win.
So then...
Uh-oh.
My friend April comes up to me like an hour or so later.
Uh-oh.
Because he'd come up to me. He's like, Dad, I think I'm tired of doing this. I said, hey, man, you did your part. Good job, buddy. Go ask him to take the apron off and do whatever you want. Go get in the jump house. So then she comes up to me a little while later, and we're good friends with April. She kind of runs all the serve team stuff at church, and she goes, your son is hilarious. I said, oh, no.
What has he done?
Has he done? What has he said? Was he just in the way? I'm sorry. I thought it was helping. Maybe not. She goes, no. He comes up to me and says, hey, can you get this apron off? I'm done working. And she's like, oh, sure, Carter. Hey, Carter, thank you so much for helping. And he looks at her dead in the eyes and says, cool. Where do I get my paycheck? My man straight up saw an opportunity. Said these people need help, and right. I'm going to deliver, and then
that's right. Then I'm going to get paid. Yeah, show me the check, boys.
So he missed the lesson about serving.
He missed the fact that he was just helping out. Because I tell him, hey, work hard, man, and you'll get paid one day. Yeah. You got to work hard and earn your money. And it's been like, because he just thinks money grows on trees right now. He's like, hey, give me some Roblox or something like that. And I'm like, hey, no, you got to work hard. I will go to work every day. That way we can afford that.
Just because I want to.
Yeah. So now he thinks, oh, I see a problem. I just go in, help, and somebody somewhere will
pay me.
Hand over the money.
Well, praise God that initiative still exists in America.
That's true. So I was like,
it may be a minor bit misplaced.
Yeah. At least he's got the right idea.
But the initiative is there because he's about to be out of school for summer. You want to send him up here for an application?
Maybe. I don't want him at the honey hole. I need to do. Anyway, but he straight up is like, what's up, church? Hey, Jesus, appreciate you. Paycheck time, bro.
Hey, it's biblical. A worker deserves his wage.
So, how much did you pay?
We went to Dairy Queen. I was like, look, bro, you ain't getting paid. April claims she's going to send him a $1 check from the church. which I'm going to have to add back on because I won't be able to sleep at night.
Better send $1.54, cover that stamp, too.
Oh, a good point. But, I said, I will not deposit it, and we will frame it. But I'm like,
I love it.
I'm proud of you, but like, you got to know, sometimes working is just for the Lord.
Hey, look, here's what I'm going to tell you on this deal. Don't do nothing.
And I thought about that.
Yeah, don't do nothing. I mean, commend the effort. Just tell him there's different times and different places, but commend the effort. Hey, man, we appreciate you working hard. Like, that's exactly what you have to do. Just not there per se.
Yeah, you don't want to confuse them. They're like, I picked up all those chip bags and never made a dime.
You made Jesus very happy. Yeah. That'll make him happy.
Tell him that.
You made Jesus very happy. Abraham Lincoln would be so proud of you.
Who's his hero?
George Washington. Your man George, he's got it. Like, he's very happy that you're an American. But next time, let's talk before we discuss work. Like, if you're like, if you feel the need to work, just say, hey, man, is this something I can make some money at?
No.
Like, no, this is for the church. Okay, cool. I'm going to go to the jump house. I mean, that's probably the answer you're going to get.
That's fine.
But if you say yes, I mean, he's liable to jump in there. I mean, he gave you a solid hour. That's tight, man. How old is he?
Nine,
but yeah, gonna be 10.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, he was working. I just thought
I got 20-year-olds here that ain't got that initiative, and they do get a paycheck. They clock in and clock out when they remember to.
Hey, I thought it was hysterical when they remember to. I remember that. But B, I was like, this is funny, but like, it's a little tough navigating because you're like, well, I don't want them to think, oh, if I just pick up a broom and somebody's gonna pay me. But no, I was proud. I was a proud dad, and then hilarity ensued because he's Carter.
Yeah, I mean, where'd I pick up my paycheck?
Where do I pick up my paycheck? We're at the park, son. You think the accountant from church is over there just writing checks to everybody?
Hey, he ain't worried about it. If you'd have been, he should have just taken about a $5 out of your pocket and said thanks for the help. Called it good. But you know, that is, hey, good on him, man. Hey, you're raising a good kid. Like, if he at least shows the initiative to take. See a task that needs done and goes and does it. Hey, you're winning at Parrington.
And and then I was trying to get him to Dairy Queen. He's like, nope, I got other stuff to do. I'm like, hey, now you are in the way. Like, now we're loading up and getting out of here. Like, let's go to Dairy Queen, man. We're proud of you.
9-year-old me would have took a Dairy Queen bribe so fast that it made your head spin.
Well,
dip cone for
so
everybody.
So did I.
Yeah,
that Oreo Brookie Blizzard turned it upside down. Hold on. And the dude that works at Dairy Queen, he got to be 19 or 20.
Mm-hmm.
Working hard by himself up there. And my kids start, Carter was like, that was upside down.
Blew their mind, huh?
Blew his mind. Kid like took time out of his day, explained it to him. Was working hard. So Dairy Queen, man, appreciate you entertaining my child for a minute there.
There you go. Look, if it'll stick to that cup, imagine what it does to you innards.
It's still inside me and I love every minute of it. Dairy Queen rules. Anyway, that's the latest on adventures with young Carter.
Hey, I say you're winning, man. I just leave it at that.
If they send him a check, though, I'm framing that sucker up.
Oh, his first paycheck? I'm stunned that his first paycheck isn't going to come from the honey hole. I mean, that's the coolest thing ever. Like, he gets a buck? Man, that's cool.
I said, I felt like, oh, brother, where art thou? Lots of money be made in the service of our Lord. Bible sales, gentlemen.
Hey. Big Dan.
Big Dan. Why do they call you Big Dan? Big Dan. Anyway, that was what funny happened to me over the weekend, and I thought you'd get a kick out of Carter.
Hey, I can appreciate that. I just hope mine shows some kind of that sort of initiative. I got one that seems that it's going to be that way, and I got one that appears to be lazy. So.
Well, Carter's big thing is I think he thinks he just wants to be rich to fix all the things that I have broken at my house and that he complains about. He's like, Dad, this place is a dump. I said, I will, boy. They're remodeling the porch. Of course it looks bad right now. They just tore it all down.
He called your house a dump?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, boy.
Now, that may be something we need to talk about.
He's like, it's all broken. I said, that's why these guys are here. Like, we had some rotten boards on the porch. He almost fell through. No, not really, but he is a trip. And whatever comes. Here's what he said the other day.
Oh, even but I love this. I can't wait for this stage because I love
this one. Got
in
no, this one got like, this one got wild. We were late leaving for our Easter lunch. We were supposed to leave at 11:15. The whole family knew it. We're like, hey, we gotta go. We're in the car. We're going on the road, and Allison goes, Carter, we were supposed to leave 20 minutes ago. We got to go, and Carter goes, That's not very smart. It's 18 minutes ago. I said, boy.
Ooh.
But he's just so literal. He doesn't catch on. Like, no, we're just rounding, buddy. So then we got a whole lesson in rounding.
Did you turn around and give him a low five? No. Who was the reason y'all was late?
All of us.
Oh, everybody.
There's 100 people in my household. But he was like 20 minutes. No, 18. You dummies.
Wrong.
18.
When you're dealing with a very literal child, it's tough. So
poor presentation, but
you know, we should get in another literal person in here.
Yeah.
Who only speaks very literally.
Which one?
Our guest.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he doesn't talk in metaphor at all.
Never.
But look, let's do it. Yeah, let's take a break.
We're going to bring... You've asked for it. It'll take us a second to get him here.
Give you a mild hint. He's from Tennessee.
Tennessee, boy.
That's all I'm going to tell y'all. We'll be back right after this.
Hey, look, if you've been listening to us for a while, you know we're not superstar athletes. We're just regular dudes.
Regular dudes.
Who do regular things.
That's right.
And it's important to stay regular and to stay healthy to be regular. So it's important that we take supplements of the highest quality. And that's why we've been partnered with AG1. How long have we been drinking AG1, Philip?
A long time. Probably about 3 years for us.
Yeah, and unlike a lot of those other brands of supplements,
yeah,
AG1 conducts a bunch of testing to set the standard for purity and potency, and it's researched and developed by an in-house team of scientists, doctors, and nutritionists. Are you a scientist, doctor, or nutritionist?
Negative.
So how are we supposed to know? That's why we go with AG1, because they've got decades of experience in their field. Quality for AG1 isn't just a buzzword. It's a commitment backed by expert-led scientific research, high-quality ingredients, industry-leading manufacturing, and rigorous testing. At each step of the process, AG1 goes above and beyond industry standards. Philip, you made a pack right here. It's that easy.
I did. I knew I was doing the duck call room this morning, and so I waited to do my AG1 here.
Right there.
And look, we never miss a day when we drink our AG1, me and my wife, Alicia, and we've loved it for a long time, and it's really helped us out.
Yep. And we know we can trust what's in every scoop of AG1 because they obsess over product quality, the standards of manufacturing partners, and sustainable practices. Taking care of your health shouldn't be complicated. And that's why AG1 simplifies this by replacing multiple health supplements like multivitamins, digestive aids, immune support, and more in just one scoop or travel pack. Philip already did all that while we were doing this ad.
You can definitely tell when you miss a day and you don't drink it.
Yeah.
Some time goes by, you're craving to go back and drink your AG1.
AG1's ingredients are heavily researched for efficacy and quality, and I love that every scoop also includes vitamin C. Mm. Can't get enough vitamin C and zinc to support my immune health. Look, it all started back when Superman himself, Christian Huff, started drinking AG1, got us all on it. We're not Superman, and I'm not going to be able to lift the weights he lifts, but I'm going to be able to feel great every single day by drinking AG1.
And you're going to have better gut health.
Better, yeah, that's important for me. Look, we've been partnering with AG1 for so long because they make such a high-quality product that I genuinely look forward to drinking every day. So if you want to replace your multivitamin and more, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/duck. That's drinkag1.com/duck. Check it out. Martin?
Yeah, buddy.
What's the greatest piece of mail you've ever gotten?
I don't know, man.
You do.
What?
It's a mattress and it came from Helix.
Is that
not the best thing ever? You open a box, boom, you have a mattress and you're like, a mattress in the mail? I don't know. And then it's like the most comfortable mattress ever because it was tailor-made for you because you took a 2-minute quiz and it was like, hey, you're exactly what you need. Boom. And you're like, wow, this is the most comfortable thing on earth. Thanks, Helix.
It
came in the mail.
I will have to say, until you get a mattress in the mail, you never realize how tedious going to a mattress store actually is to find the one for you, where you can sit down and in 2 minutes answer all the questions, whether it's for you, you and your wife, your kids, whatever. Fill out the questionnaire and they send you a mattress that's made for you, because that's what they do. Helix Sleep is a premium mattress brand that provides tailored mattresses
Based on your unique sleep preferences, they have 20 unique mattresses, including award-winning Lux Collection and a mattress for, shocker, big and tall sleepers. That's your boy. And even a mattress made just for kids. And now Helix is bringing us their most premium mattresses yet with the new Helix Elite Collection. Every Helix Elite has a built-in cooling cover, thousands of supportive coils, dual cushioning layers, and even lumbar support for a truly elevated sleep experience. So if you want to know which one it is, take the quiz. You can get it done in 2 minutes or less. And then you have a mattress that's built just for you, and it ships straight to your door.
And then you jump on it and just, hey, you're sleeping on a cloud, boys.
You can jump on it. You can lay on it. You can do whatever you want on it because it is that, I mean, it's that well made. And there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it. So 100-night trial to try out your new Helix mattress.
That's right. And if you're not satisfied, which you're not, you're going to be ecstatic about how great it is.
Look. There you go. And we're all unique. We all sleep differently. That's why Helix has several different mattresses to choose from. They have models with memory foam layers, models more responsive foam to cradle your body, enhanced cooling features keep you from overheating. And if your spine needs a little extra TLC, they got you. It has a hybrid design combining wrapped steel coils in the base and foam layers at the top. So, I mean, I don't know what else you could want in a mattress. Johnny D, he's wrapped up in a pillow in a cloud every
mine
night.
Mine is just a soft, fluffy, beautiful cloud.
There you go.
I should go back home right now.
Moonlight, right?
Moonlight.
There you go. He's chasing the moonlight. Not only is this the best mattress we've ever slept on, but the setup was fast and easy. Helix mattress delivered in a box straight to your door for free. Don't take our word for it. Helix has been awarded the number one mattress pick by Wire Magazine, and it's recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. Plus, they're American-made and come with a 10 or 15-year warranty, depending on which one you get. Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/duck and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long with Helix. Better sleep starts now. Go to helixsleep.com/duck and use code HELIXPARTNER20. You ready?
Drum roll.
Heck yeah.
Hey,
he's
hey,
ready.
Hey, hey. Thank y'all. Y'all figured out who it is yet?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. And well, I think you know who we've got in the studio. It is not Bill Dant.
That's okay, though.
It is our good friend, Mountain Dog.
Oh, Mountain Man.
Mountain Dog.
Good to be here. Gee, I've been sitting over there watching y'all. And Martin, you talk so darn fast. I'm amazed at the way.
Well, that's why they have me read the ads and not you.
No wonder I can't get no sponsors on my show. It just takes the next day to air, you know.
That's exactly right. Look,
Johnny D, you've come a long way over there, too, it looks like. Cut his hair and some of his whiskers off.
I just cut my beard off. I will say, you are the first person to put your hat on over the headset. That's a good look.
Well, he's a professional. He's been doing radio for years.
For a decade or more now, y'all.
See? Look, my man tossed a slow hunter, forgot to start the clock. That's what's wild.
I was
wild.
Just texting Hunter clock.
Backers.
the last two texts I've sent Hunter are clock. 1 8 days ago, one today. Hunter, we should talk more.
Oh, man. But Mountain Man, welcome to the duck call, officially, not via telephone. Welcome to the duck call room.
I'm telling you, I appreciate it. Thank y'all for having me today. I've been hearing people coming on my Facebook, and they say, it's good to hear you in the duck call room the other day, Mountain Man. And I'm thinking, I wasn't in the duck call room. What's going on? And then another guy come on, I said, well, I may have filmed for a show. I kind of want to tell what it is, but it ain't aired that I know of yet. What is it? And then you told me you had me on speakerphone. You called me the other day, Martin.
Well, you know, I knew you were safe. You're one of the people that if I call you and have you on speakerphone, I don't have to worry about. Some people I have to say, hey, you're on speaker. but you're like, if I call you, no problem. If I call Phil, no problem. If I call Si, no problem. But there's some, if you call them and say, you're on speakerphone.
Like,
that way they know to play nice.
Tone it down.
I know what you're talking about.
Well, how's life been treating you there, Mountain Dog?
It's been treating me pretty good, you know. I went through a lot back last year. I lost my dad, my brother, just within 2 months.
Good grief.
Yeah, and it kind of, I mean, it's like threw a rock at me. Oh, that hurts, you know. Mm-hmm. So, and then, you know, I moved up to Tennessee. I'm living in a camper up there. That's all right for a little while. Well, you try living in a camper that ain't quite 30 feet long, one pull out, with a high-powered Australian blue heeler. He's right under your feet all the time. You wake up, he's in your bed. You're looking at a darn dog looking back at you, and he just, I don't know. But, look, I've thought about maybe this year going on a good woman hunt.
A good woman hunt.
Good woman hunt.
Boy, does that sound like a TV show that I would watch.
Mountain Man, The Bachelor.
The Bachelor, right. Mountain style.
Yeah, yeah. Hey.
They got Farmer Needs a Wife now.
They do?
Mm-hmm. That's a TV show.
He ain't a farmer.
Well, we can make our own.
I mean, he can farm, I suppose.
He can do anything.
I grow watermelon, tomatoes, and more. String beans. Zucchini. That's some good eating stuff. I'm trying to fit in up there in East Tennessee, you know.
I think you'll do fine.
Is that tough?
I ain't sure I fit in anywhere. Some of them said, boy, you sound like you could be from here, but we really can't figure out where you come from, you know. But,
well, you fit in here.
Yeah, I fit in here. Speaking of Kabuya.
Yeah, go ahead and tell us about Kabuya.
Man, I have got my own spicy seasoning out, y'all. It's called Mountain Man's Kabuya Spicy Seasoning. And look at that. Y'all can't see it. Where y'all
oh,
at.
No, they can see it on YouTube.
We put it up to the microphone. Y'all smell real hard. Man, this is some good stuff, though. You can use it. I've been using on eggs in the morning. It's good.
Oh, it's good on eggs?
It's good on eggs. You cook your bacon down in that skillet, and you get your bacon out, and you pour all the grease out, but leave it, you know, bacon grease on the bottom of your skillet, and then you sprinkle it on the bottom of your skillet, and you let it get hot. You smell it getting just right. Then that's when you pop your eggs. Sometimes I put a little milk down there, my eggs, and roll them around and have them eggs and put a little cheese.
Oh, you sound like you used to work at the Waffle House.
Hey, I've been up there a few times. You can watch them cook and learn something. Yeah, but look, I've got it on. You can go to kabuya.com, Mountain Man's Kabuya, KABOOYAH, Kabuya. Spicy seasoning.
I love it.
Y'all know you need it. Once you get some of it and you try it, your friends will love you. You'll start getting company back over your house and you cook stuff.
There you go. Yeah. Johnny D's got it pulled up on the screen.
If you're struggling for company, head on to mountainmansworld.com or kabuya.com.
There you go.
There you go. It's some good stuff. Get y'all a Mountain Man t-shirt while you're on there.
Hey, Mountain, pull that back up. What are you looking at in that picture?
Like whatever it was, you made him happy.
The way he's got their eyes cut.
Oh no! Somebody caught me in a surprise. Yeah. These pictures they put up of me, I don't know where they get them. I look like I was behind a pine tree taking a leak.
I was about to say the same thing. You look like you got caught taking a leak behind some bushes. Like, whoops, my bad.
Give me a minute. Let me zip up, boy. It does. I ain't seen it blowed up that big, but that gum, I got to do something about that. Y'all don't. That's blowed up enough. Who's doing that back there?
That's John Davis.
There you go. There, bloodshot vessel in my eyeball.
Oh.
That's good stuff. Never mind my head on there. It is good stuff. Man, and use it on burgers, chicken, steaks, on the grill, and it's blackening as well.
You can do it all.
Y'all have had black.
It's like a Swiss Army knife of seasoning.
Yeah, you ain't wolfing.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, that'll blacken your fish right up, shrimp. Mm-hmm.
It's hard to find any shrimp up there in East Tennessee, ain't it?
It is. I'm going, I guess, yeah, somebody's having a birthday party, and after that, I'm going south to go get me some shrimp.
You're kind of a world traveler, you know? You don't mind driving anywhere.
Well, I've been single, so dead burn long. My dog was born in the back of a Greyhound bus, I guess. It's been riding me.
Don't you mean a Blue Heeler bus?
Yeah.
Not a great.
Not a Greyhound bus.
That's a good mark. My dog was born in a back.
Blue Heeler bus, boys.
Blue Heeler bus. Been riding ever since he's a puppy. But yeah, I do go places.
Yeah, that's.
Making moves.
He is. And that's good. Mount Man, it's good to have you. We're going to jump into another break and we'll be back right after this.
10-4. Thank you.
I got big news, Martin.
I ain't reading this.
Martin, I have big news.
I know what the news is, and I'm still bitter.
We're not on this.
I know we're not on. Look,
we were not nominated for a Clove Award as expected. And
I
but Sadie was.
They got one beard on the whole thing.
And I don't. Well, that's good. I sent this to my wife and said we weren't nominated, and she said, oh, I listened to three of those.
For real?
And I said, do you listen to ours? And she said, no.
No. Well, good thing. We're
but
not
she listens
that.
To Sadie.
We are team players at the end of the day, no matter how bad our feelings are hurt. And so we think that you should go vote at klovefanawards.com for Sadie, and whoa, that's good. Then you scroll on to the movie
that's
category.
Right. Then you go and vote.
Film Impact, The Blind is nominated, Martin.
Okay. So I guess technically Cy could win, because there was a lot of the movie about Cy in The Blind. So, yeah, be sure to vote for The Blind while you're there as well on klovefanawards.com.
That's it.
You're not on the cover or the back of the thing, Cy, but...
I ain't worried about it.
You are still my favorite part of the movie.
I ain't worried about it.
Okay. If you love Cy Robertson, go vote.
That's it.
Voting ends May 24th at 6 p.m. Central. All you have to do is go to klovefanawards.com to vote for The Blind. And, whoa, that's good. That's klovefanawards.com.
They first came, the first batch they come out with, it wasn't near about as red, and it just didn't have enough kick.
It was just like cuff. It was missing the booyah.
Booyah!
It was Mountain Man's cuss.
Yeah.
Without the booyah.
It couldn't have had an exclamation mark on it now if it wanted to, but it needed just a little bit. We're worried about, you know, people up north, you get a little bit too hot for them, which is nothing to us. And, oh, no, I can't eat it. But I got something kind of in between where Yankees down to us rednecks.
How would you describe the flavor of that?
It just excites your taste buds. I'd have to
Kabooya.
Ask the taste buds. It's like kind of like Tony Chakri's crossed with a blackening, and then a secret ingredient that I can't figure it out.
You got to work.
You don't know your own.
It's got a flavor, but you just can't quite tell what it is.
It's got
that one open. I'll try it right now.
Let's open it.
It's open because it's leaking.
Oh,
look, that ain't no bag of Lay's tater chips. Mountain Man fills it up to the top, folks. You ain't got no gap.
Woofing. All right.
Let me. Yeah.
Martin says it's got put the top back on and throw it over here. I'll eat it.
Throw his head around there.
No, it smells good. It was just a little. I mean, we are doing this in the morning.
Yeah.
So
sniffing seasoning's not a solid move.
Here come JD.
No, it smells good. No, it. That was a heavy pour. Oh,
that was
my.
Heavier than I meant to do.
That was a heavy pour.
That's really good, though.
Yeah, it smells great. Like, I'm not discounting
it cooks,
that.
It's good.
But I'm out of water.
Yeah. And
if it does have kabooga.
So we're going to take a break, and I'm going to go get a glass of water.
It ain't too hot.
No, it ain't too hot. That was just too much.
Yeah.
He dumped. Like
that was an accident. Martin says the bottle comes full, he's not joking.
I wasn't kidding. Look, Mountain Man trying to take the lid off. It's leaking out the side.
Shot of it, and, hey, you get your money's worth here, both folks.
Dang right. Stuffed in there.
JD took a tablespoon of it. creek.
He's still alive.
All I got to say is Kabuya. Hey,
that does have a good smell.
Oh, I wouldn't care.
Oh, no, it's good.
That. It is good. It's kind of
I would rather that on food than just straight and as much as I ate, but
yeah. I'm, it's really good on food.
When I snap my head.
It's really good on
food. When I snap.
Hey, you ain't getting cheated on this, folks.
No.
This baby is to the top.
When I snapped my head, it wasn't because it wasn't didn't smell good. It was just stronger than I thought, and I remembered it's 8:45 in the morning. So I was like,
"Are my eyes watering? Ooh. I'm good.
Mine are, but I just say,
that should make you know like a steak taste really
good. Oh yeah,
shrimp. Yeah, I can. It smells like a good.
Now, hey, I understand what he was talking about when it's got something that you hey you just. You, it's good.
It's hard.
Try it in your teeth.
No.
Oh, you know what? It'd be good on the rim of your glass for your spicy mater juice.
Oh, no. Yeah.
It'd be good on that. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be honest. I'm not sad that I ate that straight. I'm sad that the bite was that big, but.
Yeah, it covered your tongue.
It was good.
Yeah. No, there you go.
It was better than them lemon packets.
That didn't make Thank you. Really
glad you
tongue.
Like it.
Johnny D.
Oh, I need a glass of water.
Yeah, let's not kid ourselves. It probably was way better than dunking a little Debbie in W sauce. But.
It was way better than a Vienna sausage, I'll tell you that much.
What if you had a Vienna with some Kabuya?
It would actually.
Man, it's good on Vienna sausage.
Look at that.
It would make it way better.
I forgot about that.
Oh, man.
Heck, I feel like I'm 65, going to be 66 this year. Some days I feel like I'm going on 83. I don't know if Si ever has any of them days or not.
Oh, yeah.
But I said, well, if you're going to do it now because I'd like to get a show where I involve kids in it, you know, where kids could have a good show to watch, you know. Of course, no cussing, carrying on, no suggested stuff.
No liver punches.
No,
none of that.
No liver punches. You don't tell her. That daggum Willie leaked that out, didn't he?
But look, so I'm going to do this part quick, but Si always tells a story on here about when him and Willie. What in the world are you doing?
I don't know what's happening.
I hear Bert barking.
Yeah, evil Bert Kabeagle. I was looking at Mountain Man's Facebook. I didn't know the TV played the sound now.
There you go. We got a new TV.
That dog did sound familiar. That's Bert, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's Bert. But Si always tells a story from Duck Dynasty when him and Willie were on your show. Do you remember that episode,
I do.
What did he do to annoy y'all? Do you remember that?
What did Willie do?
No, Si.
Ooh. Si.
What was he doing? Did it go something like this?
That bell. And I think he stole the bell when he left.
This may be it.
There it is,
man.
Right there.
Is that it? I believe it
is. I had more fun on that episode because when we walked in, your receptionist had a little plexiglass window. And this bell was sitting on the counter in front of it.
Mm-hmm.
And she wasn't there. So I come in, and as soon as I seen it, I was behind Willie. I said, yep, okay, I got what I'm going to do for the show today. And it was.
That was good.
I rang that bell the whole time I was there.
I knew Si would want to talk about that because I knew that's where.
I learned something there.
I had more fun than that episode.
I have like a weird feeling right in this region where I think my stomach starts from that seasoning. That was a heavy dose.
Got a weird feeling, boy.
Heavy.
This water's delicious.
Hey, you needed that for a chaser after that big gulp of that stuff.
So, Mountain Man, I know one thing that they've asked to have you on here. Some have for a while, so we finally were able to link up and get everything. But if you had to pick one memory from Duck Dynasty, what is that? What is your one memory? Like, what's the one thing that stands out? I got one of you, but I mean, of me personally, but I was curious on yours.
Well, I always enjoyed the free food, you know, but it's a lot to choose from. I really enjoyed filming off my back porch that time, the wood chipper scene.
Yeah.
Where Willie, about, well, had to go, and it wasn't number one either.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty good. I believe, Si, you were really getting to him in that scene. A lot of times, you know, we may act like it's bothering us more than what it is, but I believe Si really got to him, because Willie, after they shut that scene down, I was aggravating him on the microphone there. He took that football. I don't know if y'all remember him throwing that football at me as hard as he could. I just seen it coming. I stuck my hand up and bang, it hit my hand. It was headed right at my head. And I had it kind of bounced in my hand like a one-handed catch, and it fell, dropped off the porch, and Jace caught it. And Willie run off, just run to the bathroom, stuck my bathroom up.
Well, I think the one I remember most is you walking down the road with that squirrel.
That was a good one, you know. Willie's a heartbreaker, you know. I found that out. He just took my squirrel, you know. But I made $5 on it.
Do you ever think walking down the road with a squirrel would get you to speak in at places and T-shirts and kabooya seats?
No.
Kabooya!
No. Phil says that old mountain man over there, squirrel, made him famous. that squirrel. That's what I told him. I loved that squirrel. Tried to get it back from Willie, but couldn't get it back. But
technically, no. Answering a broken air conditioner call on a Sunday evening is what got you.
Hey, you know, I never dreamed it in a million years. You know, Willie asked me that. I knew Willie's involved in Buck Commander and Duck Commander and this, that, and the other. But I thought maybe it was for a commercial or something for one of them outdoor channels. And I didn't know really what I was getting into. I walked out in that open field where I had a camper jacking it, trying to get it up in the air, or duck blind. And that's when, I guess, what was it, a possum or a coon or something scared Willie out of it. I didn't know that it was actually A&E nationwide. I asked Willie when I got over there to talk to him first time, and he said, "It is A&E, Mountain Man, nationwide." I said, And it was on after that. I think I was only supposed to be in one scene. That's what I hear, but they like me. I'm glad they like me. And
the people love you.
Well, I love them too, you know. I love everybody. I mean, we're supposed to love everybody, but they like me too. A lot of times in life, I'll just settle if somebody likes me, because ain't no way they could love me sometimes, I feel, but maybe I'm underestimating. But, yeah, they love me, and heck, it went on.
So you went to trade school route.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of actually getting a degree.
College, whatever, and then so you can fix anything. I suggest that to anybody nowadays. Get a trade, because I feel like we're gonna need more of them in the future. And yeah, I'm off of trade schools. You know, you ain't got to have a college degree to keep up with me. Okay. Hey, that rhymes.
I don't think any truer words have ever been spoken.
Right.
Oh man. You know,
I leave that alone.
So how long did you do? You did heating there, what, close to 40 years?
Yeah. That's wild, man. I did it all. I mean, everything is.
You still doing it?
No, not lately.
Personally, if your air goes out in your camper, right, you fix it.
Or good close friends or family. You know.
Well, at 66, you probably don't need to be climbing in them crawl spaces where that stuff lives anymore.
Hey, don't give me an extra year. I'm just 65 until October now. Close enough. Yeah. No, I don't. You know, I pertinent had to drag a few of them younger brunks out in the days. You know, they couldn't take them young kids. They ain't used to that heat, some of them.
Yeah. Well, let's take our last break. We'll be back right after this. All right, we're back.
We're back.
Mountain Man, this is a segment where we read the fans' emails. Hello at duckcallroom.com.
And here's the deal. People have been clamoring since we've started this thing to have Mountain Man on the show. But you know, through moving and all that, we finally have linked up. So for all those emails that say you need Mountain Man on the show.
You're welcome.
He's here.
Yeah.
We did it.
Can't, don't know what I was going to say there. That was weird. Anyway, I can't read all of them because there's literally, yeah. I typed in Mountain Man on my emails. It says many. It doesn't even give me a number.
One of many.
One of many. but Sloan emailed back a while back and asked a question that he has.
All right, go ahead.
How much of Mountain Man's speech mannerisms are accurate versus embellishment? Well, been here for 30 minutes and it ain't changed.
I think some people think that you just put on the slow profile.
Yeah,
you know,
I think I'm that embellishment word. I just hadn't read it in the dictionary yet. But yeah, I see what you're saying. I've had that a time or two, but after hanging out with me a while, they know I'm like this. But I had a lady say that she was an elderly lady, and I really respected her. And she was at a restaurant and listened to me talk at the table next to me. And of course, I took pictures with everybody at the table she was with, but her. And she came up to me and says, "Do you really talk like that all the time, young man?" I said, "Yes, ma'am, I do." She said, "I don't think you do." And then she walked on. And that woman, I kind of hurt my feelings a little bit, you know.
I mean, who on earth could fake that for that long?
It'd be hard to stay in character the whole
time. Yeah.
Like, that's a tough one. That's why everybody asks me, like, "Is he really talk like that?" I'm like, well, I've known him for 10 plus years and I've never heard anything different. So
pretty much, you know, every now and then, if you get excited or something, I might talk a half a mile an hour faster or so, but not much.
Which will get you up to a solid like 0.6.
Well, so. Mountain Man, did this go back to your second grade teacher that slapped you?
Dang,
is that what caused this?
He said, "I'm going to start talking
slow. She's still alive, you out there, and you know who you are. I'm coming after you. I'm going to sue you, lady. You run."
Oh, you better write her a check.
Hey, that's right.
Alec, Minnesota is where this happened.
Oh, Minnesota.
Grade.
You better send her a check if she's the one that got you to talking like this. Who knows? You may never have done it.
Then again, you might have a little check.
Kabooyah.
Kabooyah. Right. I'll send you a jar of my kabooyah stuff, lady.
Special kabooyah sauce, baby.
Hey, it's rock, Minnesota. They got some of this up there. Yeah, they wouldn't know how to take it.
Oh, my God.
You ever had somebody up north? I ain't saying this up north. I ain't picking on the Yankees, y'all. But look, you take some green beans, some string beans, and you got a girl serving them, and she dumps them off of her big spoon on the old plate, and they bounce. That's when they ain't going to have much flavor in them, y'all. They ain't been cooked down to where they hit and plop. If they bounce off your plate, all they did is throw them out of the can into a skillet and warm them and put them on your plate.
He said if the green beans
bounce. They'll bounce. I watched them bounce before. See, I'm talking kind of fast because right now.
Green beans that are like a check. Hey, bounce, baby.
Hey.
You don't want them.
That's right. Don't neither one of them. They ain't been cooked. They gonna bounce. That probably go with a lot of other vegetables as well, but yeah.
That's funny. All right, and then Ben from Florida, he emailed in a while back and said he had a question for anybody, which, I mean, I think, Ben, you should probably have known this without asking, but is the name Mountain Man Mountain Man's actual name?
I was Mountain Boy when I was a child. Mountain Uh-oh. Baby when I was
then he grew into Mountain Man.
Grow into a Mountain Man. For long, Mountain Paul for long, like Graham, Mountain Gramps or something's coming up.
That's how he used to introduce his son whenever he'd come somewhere with us. He said, "Yeah, this is my son, Mountain Boy."
Mountain Boy. Oh, Mountain Boy. I'm glad he's got him a girlfriend. That boy, he loves the ladies. But he speaking of him, I'll say this real quick, not to throw you off of the subject. He has got him a girlfriend he's had for a long time. She works for, in Lebanon, Tennessee, but she works for the sheriff's department. Uh-oh. So he gets out of hand, she just go handcuff him, lock him on up. That's all. Yeah, Mountain Boy, but look. I had nicknames through high school. They call me Geronimo. I look a little like an Indian. Then one guy shortened it up and called me Mo, like Three Stooges Mo, I guess. And then one guy called me Modal one day, and that stuck. For years, some people still call me Modal. But one guy, when I got a job doing electrical work with these rednecks from Cottontown, Tennessee, they couldn't say my last name, Girardi, and they had spit all over herself trying to say it. One of them finally just says, G-Roy. And when he said G-Roy, that stuck. And I've been a G-Roy for a long time till I moved here. When I was living in Indiana, though, they called me Tennessee. But that was before the G-Roy.
That was before the
G-Roy. No, that was after the G-Roy. What was it? I don't know. G-Roy, Modal Mountain. But anyway, yeah, Mountain Man, Marty Goodday, a Cajun from around here, nicknamed me Mountain Man after I moved here.
And it kind of stuck.
And it's
that one has really stuck.
That one stuck.
I think you with that one the rest of you. Your days.
Yeah,
a Mountain Man, but I used to be Mountain Boy.
Mountain Boy. Now we know that he was Modal. He was Mo.
G-Roy.
And his first name is but a mystery.
It's Tim. Tim. Mama named me Timothy after Timothy in the Bible. She won't make that boy do right.
There you go. Mama tried, didn't she?
Mama tried. She did. Mama was a very good Christian woman. Sure was. Dad, too. You know.
Love it.
Bless her heart.
Love it. Well, Mountain Man, we appreciate you coming on. This is the end of the show where we throw it up with a Bible verse.
I got one.
You got one?
I got a Mountain Man.
I'm glad
Bible
y'all followed my lead after all these years having a Bible verse at the end of the show. You know, I did that to start with. And
I would love to say that we got that from you, but
you can't on there. No, I might could sue y'all, get some money or something.
And nothing like suing people over using the word of the Lord.
Yeah, nothing like.
I'm just cutting up. I suggest everybody try to do something like this.
But well, this Johnny
one,
D, send us
this
out
one
here.
Came to me when Mountain Man was talking about trade school. Worked hard for 40 years, and then you never know what's going to happen. And I believe that's because Mountain Man, you followed this verse in 1 Thessalonians 4:11-12. Make it your, as Phil Robertson would say, ambition to lead a quiet life, minding your own business and working with your hands, just as we told you, so that your daily life may win the respect of outsiders and that you will not be dependent on anybody. And if you do that, you never know what buying a squirrel will make your life look like.
That's what I'm talking about. Kabooyah!
Oh, Mountain Man, before we get out of here, though, what's your website? That way people can check you out. We'll let you throw that out there one more time.
Yeah. Y'all go to mountainmansworld.com. I know it's not my world, but hey, mountainmansworld.com or kabooyah.com.
There you go. And check him out on Facebook. He's very active on there. Yeah. You can see him and Bert. But Mountain Man, we appreciate you.
Bert jumped over a fire and caught a frisbee the other day on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. We go out on a limb doing our videos. Still can't make no money off however you're supposed to make money off of them. I can't make a dollar. But look, Bert's jumping over fires. I'm standing out in front of trains. Still can't make money on that video.
And that's a story for another time.
That's a story for another day.
We'll see y'all next time right here in the Duck Call Room. We're out.
Later.